time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and a big good morning to all of you, and welcome to, boy, another nice day. Oh, wow. Can't we? I'd like to have a month of these. Although we do need rain. Don't mow your yard so short right now. It'll die out. But we'll eventually get rain. Oh, boy. But what a beautiful day it is. And now, listen, in the paper today, in the Marion Star, it tells about the grand opening of the ribbon cutting of the overpass on 309 over the spur that comes in for the intermodal operation. Well, they said the overpass is open. Well, it's not open. I just drove out there on my way to work, and it's anything but open. It's in place, but they're doing all the painting stripes, and they've got to rearrange the intersection there of Polane Road and 309 and the road leading over the overpass. There's a lot of work being done right now, so you got to be very careful when you're driving out that way that you avoid all the work trucks and all the workers. So it's anything but open. But, once they're out of the way. Okay. Now, I tell you what. I've got the statistics from the drive-in fly-in, or fly-in drive-in from the airport this past weekend. And I wanted to relate some of that to you, just to give you an idea. Now, there were 66 young Eagles. That's ages 8 to 17, that got a free ride. 66 young Eagles. And then 185 people flew in the helicopter. And the guy says, boy, do I ever want to come back for the next one. Yeah, 185 people at what, about $40 a piece? Yeah. Okay, let me see. 46 people flew in the Grumman and PT-19, and 5 people flew in the P-51. Now, the 5 people, except for the one that won the ticket at the reception, the others paid $2,000 for each flight. So, can you imagine? Yes, there's money around. That's if all these people paid $2,000 to fly in that World War II P-51 Mustang. That is going some. Yeah. Okay, and there were 150 classic cars, and that's two times what they were last year, or twice as many this year as last year. And 80 people attended the reception, and get this, 350 kids rode the pedal planes and the plane train. That was a hit of the day. For all the kids just loved us. Absolutely free. You paid nothing to ride those rides. Oh, my. They were having a ball. So those are the statistics. And it's really something when you consider that all these people rode in the P-51 at $2,000 a piece. Ooh, wow. But that's the love of flying. The love of flying and getting a ride in a P-51 from World War II. Well, next Friday, not this Friday, but the coming Friday, I'm going to have some World War One or World War Two veterans on the air with me, and Jeff Ruth will be back with them. Jeff's dad gave a couple books to one of the people that's going to be on that show. Jeff's his dad passed on, but did give away some books. So it should be an interesting day when these men recount their years in World War II. One of the men I will talk to was at Hiroshima and what was the other, Nagasaki? I'm pronouncing it right. I remember this, you know, that was in my era. And he was there after the bombs. You know, we bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and this man was there afterwards. So it should be interesting to find out what they had to do to keep from getting radiation. Okay, now, what else do I have for you today? Well, let me tell you. The Mohawk historian we've talked about for years here on the radio station, they put out for a $10 membership fee every year, they put out a quarterly newsletter, and I tell you, it is the most interesting newsletter. It's many pages long. It's not just a letter. It's like a little publication. And in it this time, they were 100 years ago, 1919. That's the subject of, you know, a good part of this Mohawk Historical Society publication. For instance, in 1919, dial telephones in the Bell system were installed in Norfolk, Virginia. Yes, that's right. Dial telephones it is. Now, prior to the dial, you know what you had to do? You turned a crank, and the crank generated a little bit of electricity to let the operator know somebody was on the line and needed to be patched in. But then the dial phone came out 100 years ago. Wow. Now, my question today for you, oh, I've got a million questions I could ask from out of this newsletter. If you can, there were a couple of great things invented in 1919 that are being used today. And let me see if I can make a question out of this. Well, maybe not. Maybe I'll just read this to the pop-up toaster. You remember the other toasters that didn't pop up? They had little doors on either side where you inserted the slice of bread, and you closed those doors, and the wires glowed red, almost white hot, and toasted. And that was pretty good, you know, because before that, I don't know what we used to toast bread with. But in 100 years ago, the pop-up toaster was invented. Yeah, that's right. The pop-up you've got on your kitchen counter right now was invented 100 years ago. Well, along with shortwave radios and arc welders. Arc welders, you know, arc welders have been one of the most important tools ever. But they were invented 100 years ago. I could tell you a story about arc welding up on the courthouse. Up on the top of the courthouse, we had to use an arc welder to weld the platform that Lady Justice is standing on. But when you have to stretch cords so long, the longer the cord, the more resistance. And we had a hard time getting a spark with all the cords. So finally, we had to attach a ground wire to the fire escape. And that worked. We got enough arc that we could weld that platform to the top of the courthouse, and there it stands today. Yes, arc welders invented 100 years ago, and in this country, too. All right. Now, here's an interesting story. We talk about some different types of disasters. In Boston, they had a molasses disaster. A molasses disaster. A wave of molasses released from an exploding storage tank swept through Boston, killing 21 and injuring 150. Yeah, these people got swallowed up by molasses. Yeah, that was, killing 21, injuring 150 in a ball of molasses. Well, anyhow, there's a lot of other things here. Now, maybe you didn't know the Lincoln Highway used to come, here we go. We've got a caller, let me see here. Okay, caller, yes, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie, it's James Anderson from the Park District.
Yes!
You're talking about things about 100 years ago. I know I've talked to you before, but the coyote was first spotted in Ohio 100 years ago.
Okay, 100 years ago, wow.
Yeah, in Preble County, which is out by Cincinnati region. And then they believe by 1942, they believe they reached the Marion County.
You know, that's interesting. In this newsletter I've got, it talks about wolves in Ohio. That was long before then, of course.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they different stories about wolves.
Yeah. That's one of the big reasons why coyotes came into Ohio, was because when the wolves were kicked out of Ohio and when we were changing a lot of the natural landscape into open areas, the coyotes started to decide, well, hey, Ohio looks like a good place to go. So they've been in our state for 100 years.
Isn't that something, 100 years? The other night they were yelping like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It sounded like a bunch of kids at recess.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, oh, my. Hey, by the way, of course, we had that big, the squadron of damselflies and so forth. Now, you say they actually migrate?
They do, to the southern United States, northern Mexico region. Yeah, those were called the green darners, which is a type of dragonfly.
Okay. So, and the swarm developed, everybody was talking about it.
Yeah, they're not 100% why there was a large emergence. I mean, they migrate every year, but there just must have been the right conditions just to have a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, apparently so, because I never heard of that before happening.
Yeah, it was quite a sight to see, and they weren't here for very long, just for that one day, and then
they start
heading down south.
One day and they're gone.
Kind of like the monarchs, you know, we're seeing them in large clusters, and
yes,
then they're gone, so they're heading down south as well.
And you know, the bird that I've been talking about, too, that flies over downtown Marion with that bzzz.
What's
it called? Not the Skyhawk. Something similar in title. Once there was a whole swarm of them circling over Clarendon and gone that day, and they migrated somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, it, this is the time of year that a lot of things are happening, isn't it?
That's right. A lot of animals are migrating, and then like the good old groundhog, he's being active right now, trying to get fat enough so he can hibernate for too long. So.
He's eating up a storm, yeah.
That's right.
He ought to try some of our fast food restaurants.
He can get fat real quick.
Yes, real quick. Those huge sandwiches, yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's, James, I'm sure glad you called.
Oh, yes. Good show, Charlie.
Okay, we'll see ya.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
James Anderson from the Marion County Park District. Oh, boy. You know, we're so lucky to have James because he's a graduate of everything in the outdoors. Wow. Great. Okay, now let me see what else happened 100 years ago. The Lincoln Highway, 100 years ago. Now, do you know why the Lincoln Highway was built? There was and it surprised me because I've seen the Lincoln Highway movie I don't know how many times. Oh, we have another caller. Okay. Let me see. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, telling the bird you're talking about is a nighthawk.
Nighthawk, that's it. Nighthawk. I got to write that.
Yeah, we have a few of them flying around here every now and then.
Oh, good. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, boy. They'll fly maybe four or five in a group, and they'll circle, and then as soon as they spot something, they dive real quick.
Yes, and like they were shot out of the sky.
Yeah. I sit out on the porch and watch them every once in a while.
Okay, yeah, and all you hear is that
bzzz. Yeah, and they'll fly around there once in a while, but when they die,
you are really
a
pioneer.
Okay,
you
thanks
were the
a lot.
First viral video in 2011.
Yes, that is true, but I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, 740-383-9944. Now, we talk about all the things that are happening today. In fact, there are a lot of television evangelists saying the end is near. There are all these signs of earthquakes. And hey, that's been going on for thousands of years. Yeah, and here's something. 100 years ago, 8 bombs exploded within 90 minutes of one another, rocking some of the biggest urban areas in America. Ooh, if that happened today, boy, television would be all over it, wouldn't it? It rocked some of the biggest areas of New York, Boston, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and Paterson, New Jersey. Yeah, 100 years ago, 8 bombs exploded. Yeah, the end is near. But people, and now this is the thing, a lot of the evangelists saying, you know, the end is right around the corner, and yet they're selling books. Will you have enough time to read that book before the end comes? You know, and they've been talking about the end of time since, well, over 1,000 years or more. Okay, well, anyhow, I get a kind of a kick out of, what's his name, is on television on 39 every afternoon at a certain time. And he sells products that will, food that will stay good for 20 years. And yet in the same time period, he's talking about the end is near. Well, if the end is near, you sure won't need any food that will last 20 years. Well, I'm just making comments. Now, the Lincoln Highway, why was it built? Now, we've all heard, you know, we needed a road to connect our country from the East Coast to the West Coast. But the real reason, supposedly, the Lincoln Highway, which went through Marion originally, it was built to determine how well troops could be moved from one side of the country to the other by motor vehicles. Yeah, that was a good test. The Lincoln Highway. Remember, who was it? A Mr. Packard was involved and some other guys with money. But, it used to go right through Marion and went through Galleon. I've got pictures of my great-grandfather driving a fire pumper through downtown Galleon, and there's a big L on one of the posts indicating Lincoln Highway. Now, here we go. Just a second here. Caller, yes, good morning.
Hey, Charlie, off the air again. Shot one off this morning. Now you're off the air.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Scott was off this morning. Now you're off.
Okay. Well, thanks for...
Wait a minute. You're just coming back on again.
Well, that's good to know. Okay. Hey.
All right, you're back on again.
Okay. Very good. You know, this Channel 6, I tell you, was Channel 6 was having a problem this morning. They went off the air for a long time, right while they were covering the Little Brown Jug details. Now, the Little Brown Jug won't come up until about 4 o'clock this afternoon. But Channel 6 was there this morning. Cameron, who was out here at the Marion Municipal Airport prior to our big show out at the airport, Cameron actually rode in a P-51 Mustang, but he was down there in Delaware talking to the horse people, and Channel 6 went off the air. Now, here's an interesting thing. The Canadian people are big horse racing fans, and they come to Delaware every year by the thousands. And I would suppose at this particular time, our motels in Marion must just about be sold out, because the people, a lot of the Canadians will stay here and then drive on down for the Little Brown Jug. So the Little Brown Jug is a great economic impact for Marion in the fact that they will come here maybe to eat, but to stay overnight. Canadians love harness racing, and the purse today will be, I think, around $400,000. And that race probably will culminate around 4 o'clock today. Now, one thing you don't want to do is drive down Route 23 about when the race is over. The Farm Science Review is on right now, and the Delaware County Fair, and the Little Brown Jug. And they all utilize, to a certain degree, Route 23. And the people that work in Columbus driving home today will be driving in the Little Brown Jug traffic. Oh, my goodness. So it's a one-day thing. Of course, the Farm Science Review goes on, what, about 3 days? It's been years since I've been to the Farm Science Review. I'd love to go there, but I can't walk that far anymore. I'd have to be pushed around on a or roller skate or something. Okay, let's see. Okay, I told you about the 8 bombs that exploded 100 years ago. Now, if that happened today, oh, my goodness. Television, of course, would be all over it. It would be punctuating every broadcast of news anywhere. 8 bombs exploding in New York, Boston, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Washington, Philadelphia, and Paterson, New Jersey. And the United States Congress, incidentally, approved the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, which would guarantee suffrage to women. Mm-hmm. And they sent it to the U.S. states for ratification. Now, yeah, that was a change in the Constitution, wasn't it? And every state had to ratify it. Okay. All right. Yes. 100 years ago, 1919. My goodness, that was seems like a long time ago, 100 years. But when I consider my dad was born in 1905, my mother in 1906, of course, they're long gone. And a lot of people are gone that were Kensal Clutter, he's approaching very quickly his 100th birthday. Kensal Clutter, a good friend of mine, for years and years, and he was shot down in the Pacific in World War II, and he'll be a guest, one of the guests, a week from tomorrow. Now, Kensal, I understand, was able to find a captured Japanese film of them shooting down his plane. It's unbelievable to actually see yourself being shot down in the war. We'll talk more about that when he comes here. And then the other gentleman who was at Hiroshima and Nagasaki right after the bombs dropped. Okay. Chicago race riot of 1919. Oh, listen to this. The Chicago race riot. Now, if it happened today, it'd be all over TV and then some. In 1919 began when a white man threw rocks at a group of four black teens on a raft. And that's the Chicago race riot of 1919. And how about hurricanes? Now, we just went through this horrible hurricane, or Bahamas did, not so much the United States. But the Florida Keys in 1919, 100 years ago, hurricane there killed 600 people. That's right. Well, that was in the Florida Keys. Hurricane killed 600 people in the Gulf of Mexico, Florida, and Texas. And there was a riot, an Omaha riot. A lynch mob besieged the police station and courthouse in Omaha, Nebraska, and lynches alleged rapist Will Brown. You see, there was a lot, you know, we see, what, can you imagine what all is going on today? Well, hey, things have been going on forever. Okay, but let me see what else. There was, the Omaha riot. A lynch mob besieged the police station and the courthouse in Omaha, Nebraska, while lynches alleged rapist, they lynched Will Brown. Okay. President of the United States suffers a massive stroke. Now, Harding, when he became president, had to take over after Wilson, and Wilson left a mess in the, you know, undone things in the government, in the White House especially. So, well, anyhow, 100 years ago, things weren't calm. We were undergoing a lot of different things 100 years ago. So when people say, look what's happening out there today. The end is near. Well, I tell you, it's been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years. It's just that we don't hear so much about it. We don't read about it. Okay. Anyone else know what happened 100? Well, let me tell you. 100 years ago in Marion, maybe it was 101 years ago, a Barnum and Bailey train stopped in Marion, I think, to play, you know, so the circus, brought the circus to Marion, and one of their elephants died. Yes. Can you imagine having a dead elephant on your hands? Yeah, there was Barnum and Bailey, and supposedly now, the Barnum and Bailey train stopped here right in the downtown area to unload, and I don't know in 100 years ago where circuses were performed in Marion, what grounds they were using. But there they are, the train has stopped, and this elephant croaked, and he was buried, supposedly was buried. I don't think they carried him on with them, but you never know. But the rumor has it that elephant was buried along the railroad tracks in downtown Marion. And ever since I came to Marion, people's been talking about that, that some of the people remembered, I came to town a long time ago. A lot of the people that are 100 years ago, that are 100 years old today, were only 50 years old when I came to town. So, the dead elephant of Barnum and Bailey, and no one ever found it. And I don't know if anyone ever dug down. You couldn't dig around the railroad property to find that elephant. Yes, there have been bones found, but in other areas, in Crawford County as well as Marion County, of the animals of the mammoths, the big mammoths that lived here many, many years ago. All right, so much for the elephant. And let me see what else happened. Yeah, can you imagine 600 people killed in the Gulf of Mexico, Florida, and Texas in 1919? And you should see what happened in Findlay in 1913. Then they had a and I've got the story on it here. Findlay was a disaster in 1913. Of course, around here, luckily Marion did not have a river flowing through it, other than the flooded streets, of course. Now, here's something, too, that probably was, but an old-timer told me that President Harding's father delivered their baby in a coming to their house in a canoe in the flood of 13. Now, I don't know if that's true.
Hey, Ted, what's the best part about being so well-known?
Well, meeting all kinds of new people, you know, taking pictures and signing autographs.
That's great. What's the worst part?
That after selling a 500,000 autographs, I've got the worst case of carpal tunnel syndrome since John Hancock.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back once again. Now, one of the big attractions or happenings during Harding's campaign in 1919, was the arrival of the Chicago White Sox. Yes, they came to Marion. And this was amidst a lot. I don't know if they came before or after the big controversy, the big scandal of the Chicago White Sox. You know what happened? Let me tell you here. I found the exact. The Chicago White Sox threw the World Series to the Cincinnati Reds. That's right. Yeah, a little bit of trickery there. Illegally threw the 1919 World Series to the Cincinnati Reds. And then they came to Marion. Yeah. It's forever known as the Black Sox scandal, with players such as the immortal Shoeless Joe Jackson banned from the game and the Hall of Fame forever from throwing that game to the Cincinnati Reds in the World Series 1919. How about that, sports fans? Prohibition began October the 28th of 1919. And that ended the Marion Brewing Company on Belle Fountain Avenue. They resorted to a few other things, perhaps, but that ended their beer brewing. And in baseball, Babe Ruth was sold by the Boston Red Sox to the Yankees for all of $125,000. Now, if you took $125,000 100 years ago today, what would it be today? What would $125,000 100 years ago be today? But that at the time was the largest sum ever paid for a player at that time. The deal was announced on January 6, 1920. Okay, so it goes. And all these things happening 100 years ago. A lot of things. But the invention of the pop-up toaster, that's one of the best things that happened, probably. And shortwave radios. Now, I do have a radio, one of the very first ever manufactured commercially, by the Duck Company in Toledo, Ohio. It's a crystal radio. I mean, you didn't plug it in. You had to have a ground, a good ground, and a long antenna. And it consisted of sliding coils and so forth, but the bottom of the radio says manufactured by the Duck Company, Toledo, Ohio. Now, you can bring that up on the internet and find out all about it. You can even get a picture of my old radio. Now, when I was just beginning in radio, I built crystal radios, and I built microphones out of carbon rods. I did everything, you know, really experimenting a lot in earlier radio. Had a lot of fun. Okay, what about you out there? Do I have any questions I can ask you? Try to get an answer? Well, I probably do. What have I got to give away today? Probably more zoo tickets. Yes, and talked to Bill Huntsman the other day. I got a Bill Huntsman oil change. Let me see. And tickets to the Wilds. The Wilds be good this time of the year, too. And don't forget, this is the time of year when the old deer will be here and there running across the road. Now, what do motorcycles do when there have been so many motorcycle accidents here lately. I don't know if any involved deer, but what does a motorcyclist do when a deer pops out in front of you? You know, they say if you're in a car, slam on your brakes, don't try to hit the ditch to avoid the deer. You're better off hitting the deer straight on than trying to drive off the road and hit somebody head on or roll over in the ditch. Okay, so that time, you just have to be so careful. And, oh, by the way, too, in 1919, do you know how many people died from the third wave of the flu epidemic? 185,440 people died in 1919 in the third wave of that big flu epidemic. Now, there are a lot of people that died in 1918 here in Marion, probably in 1919 also. A lot of people. I once had did some research and brought up as many as I could to count, and I can't remember how many it was. That was years ago I got into that. Okay, but dial telephones began in Norfolk, Virginia, 100 years ago. Oh, and Einstein, his theory of general relativity was confirmed by the Royal Astronomical Society in 1919. And what they showed, too, it predicted the effect during a solar eclipse. I don't know what, Okay. Oh, and 83 African-American soldiers were lynched, many of them soldiers returning home from World War I. Now, isn't it 83 African-American soldiers were lynched, and they were coming home from World War I. At the same time, the Ku Klux Klan was operating out of 27 states. And they were operating out of Marion, big time, big time. The Ku Klux Klan marched in parts of Marion at the same time Warren G. Harding was on his porch campaigning to be president. And now, there's no one probably living yet. You'd have to be over 100 years old to remember where the headquarters of the Ku Klux Klan was in Marion. They tell me it was in the building where the Marion Star used to be, and I've heard it said that there used to be a cross on top of that building in red lights, indicating Ku Klux Klan. Yeah, they were big time in not only Marion, but in Bucyrus, Galleon, all over. Ku Klux Klan. How many of you have souvenirs from that? I once had a badge of the Ku Klux Klan given to me. Oh, my. 7403-839-944. Anyone out there have anything to contribute? And 1919 was some year, not only in Marion, but everywhere. And, of course, that was the year that Harding was campaigning on his front porch. Now, listen, how many people could actually hear Harding speaking without a PA system. They weren't invented yet, but they were invented. He was the first one to use a PA system. And do you know where he used it? When he dedicated the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. He spoke into a microphone, and they carried his talk into, where was it, Madison Square Garden or someplace where people could hear it. And that was the first time a PA system was being used. So now what I'm getting at, if he was speaking from his front porch without any aid, and there were thousands of people in his yard, how many people could actually hear what he was saying? Because all it would take would be one person talking in that crowd to another person, and it would drown out Harding. How about that? And Al Jolson was singing on the steps of the, I think that's where the steps were. He was on the steps singing the song about Marion. 10:55 is the time, 740-383-9944. So it's been a great weekend, this past weekend in Marion at the airport. And ground was broken for the new administration building, new terminal. So that will be a bright spot in Marion, because right now, when I'm sure the people from Poet, Nucor, and the window company, when they fly into Marion in their executive jets, come up to the current building. It was built back 1950, and it's kind of like crumbling. They think, hey, is this the Marion we think it is? Marion certainly isn't crumbling like this, is it? So there'll be a brand new terminal building built by this time next year, by the Stevens Construction Company. Ground was broken last Saturday. 740-383-9944. Any of you heard about the Barnum and Bailey elephant that died in Marion? Well, I came to Marion in 52, so all I know about Marion is from 52 on, other than what people have given me. I have so many letters at home written by listeners telling me about different events. But one of the saddest events, and I've mentioned this one other time, there was a young lady and her husband, and they were having difficulties, and she had a baby, the mother did, but the husband was kind of a name for it, but they were, I think, separated. And anyhow, she came to Marion. She had no way of getting here except walking. She lived north of town, and she came with carrying a basket and to get groceries. And it was about when she got across from what would be in later years the radio station there on North Main. Her husband found her and killed her, shot her. And I think her little girl was with her too, and also it was a terrible tragedy. And he took off running after that, and here's a caller. Let me see. Okay, caller, go ahead.
I didn't know if you knew or not, but you're off the air.
Oh, again. Okay.
Yes.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Well, son of a gun. We're probably on the air on the internet, but not otherwise. Gads. What's going on in this big world here at almost 11 o'clock? Wow. 740-383-9944. Hopefully we'll come back on soon. Oh, my. And Channel 6 was having the same thing, did I tell you? They went off the air this morning when they were doing interviews at the Little Round Jug. Of all times for that to happen. But maybe it's something. Okay, we're back on. Good. Yeah, here's another caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
You're on now, Charlie.
Okay, thank you.
Finally came back on.
Good, right. Okay. Right. Something evil out there. Isn't that something? Here's another caller. Yes, caller, go ahead. Hello? Yeah. Okay. Well, let me see here. Caller, go ahead.
Good morning.
Yes.
You was talking about where would the circuses be at in Marion?
Yes.
My father was raised by a family named McIntyre, and they lived on... I'm turning my radio down. They lived on East Fairground Street.
You're listening to WWG
Call me back
Radio
after the news.
1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For the famous cookie man, Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play. I went to the chief. and George was just glad to know what to do. And Barbara just started dancing.
To legendary talk show host, Phil Donahue.
Marilyn Murray O'Hare, the most hated woman in America, who took prayer out of public school. You know, we had a wonderful